are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back, but we are not wearing black. We are here. We're doing some crazy, guys. We are in a 32-man Marvel Cinematic Universe League. Oh, man. It is wild. It's so wild that we thought we should make a video about it and tell you guys about what's going on with all that. I'm going to pull up the draft board here. Obviously, you're not going to be able to see it all, but I'm going to pull up and kind of let you take a look at it. It's insane. I mean,
Can you pull up the team list just to show them what our team looks like?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's five IDP. You got a flex and then, you know, your other guys. And then we get one super flex. There's no quarterback position, a wide receiver, a running back, and two flex. So it's a little bit different, but like I say, it's 32-man league. And I think the most different thing about this league is that I've never done before is a long draft. You know, normally you get your buddies together and you draft and it takes a couple hours and it's over. You get 2 hours per draft pick on the clock. I mean, this is going to be a span over a couple weeks with this draft.
Yeah, it's going, you know, obviously it stops in the middle of the night, but I'm drafting at the 24 spot. I mean, that's words I never thought I'd ever say. Trey, I think you got the 10 spot on that. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
So the way it works is there's a bunch of different divisions. And I know what you're thinking, like 32 men. How is there anybody left like on the freaking roster to even have? But the thing is, it's if you look here, we get our positions are only five positions offensively: running back, wide receiver, flex, and then super flex. And then we're doing IDP as well. So you get a defensive lineman, linebacker, defensive back, and then just another flex. And then you got a couple roster spots, you know, like your normal leagues. So the point I'm trying to make is that, yeah, there's 32 men, but the teams are so much smaller that you're able to, actually pick a decent team. My first two draft picks at draft pick 24, Derrick Henry and Travis Kelce. Let's see. Trey at the 10. That's another thing, actually. So there's a tight end premium in this league. So tight end premium means that, you know, you get 2.5 points per reception for your tight end. So, you know, it's also a super flex, but you can only have one quarterback.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, you know, when I first started getting ready for this draft, I was like, okay, I'm planning on taking, you know, I got the 10 spot. So I'm thinking I'm taking a strong running back, you know, in the top. And then if you look, like, it was quarterback. And I was like, I'm going to have to take a quarterback here, because if not, there's not going to be a good fantasy quarterback left. And you can see all the way down where Bandy is on 24, there wasn't. And so he's running without a quarterback right now. We'll see how that plays out in the future. But I mean, it's very interesting. And another thing, when you're talking about, you know, like you were saying about having 32 guys and how is there any players left? Well, here's the thing. It's a 32-man league, so everyone's team is going to look a little shallow. So it kind of levels it out because, you know, it's a draft. You know, you're all getting – everybody gets one round of the good guy. And then you got to look for the loopholes, the sleepers, the deep, deep sleepers, the guys that no one would expect. And that's what's exciting about this league.
Absolutely. And our buddy here, 420 Fantasy Hustler, is commissioned in this league. If you are a fan of his, go over there, check out his channel, and subscribe to it. But, you know, he is the commissioner of this league. He's holding it down. I mean, this was him and Bogart over there's idea, and they turned it into a reality. Also, we got, I mean, there's content creators all in this thing. We got AJ from Fantasy Frontline. He's another one you should go check out. He's doing good things. Great mock drafts over there. I mean, there's people all in it. You might even see somebody you know. It's crazy. It's wild. And we're just kind of doing this to explain the idea to people because, you know, it's just, it's so different and awesome. And I'm loving it, dude.
And one thing that I do like about this league that's kind of a little bit different than everybody, you know, it's a Marvel league. So there's four different universes to the way that they divided up the bracket to where, you know, you just play people in your universe and then the championship is a universe off, basically. And everybody got to pick a Marvel character to represent them in their universe. Like I went with Venom. You know what I'm saying? We are Venom. And I'm just here to tear shit up.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna make us a little smaller just so you can see. There's Fantasy Hustler. He's the kingpin. I mean, that all makes sense. We got Loki, we got Daredevil, Rocket, Deadpool, Thanos, and the second, you know, they're everywhere. We got Thor, we've got Gambit. That's me. I chose Gambit. Gambit, that's my dude. I love Gambit. He's one of my favorite of all time X-Men. I did say Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think I meant to say just Marvel Universe. I mean, most of these guys, I'm sure you can find in movies, but, you know, it's pretty wild. And then the chat is just blowing up, Trey.
I'm loving it. I'm excited. I love when people are constantly bad-mouthing each other, and it gets me excited to want to be in a league.
I mean, that's one of the things about fantasy football that we all love is the trash talk, you know, but that's what happens when you get 32 guys in a league who all trying to win the money. And then the prizes are first prize gets what? $800.
Yes, sir.
First prize gets $800 and a championship ring. I mean, go ahead.
And you get the respect.
That's right. On you, put it on a name. Blah.
Some think that's worth more. Shout out Fast and Furious.
No, he didn't. But here's another thing. All you got to do is win your division. There's eight teams in each division. You win your division. First of all, you get $50 off the rip. $54 entry was what we paid. So you get $50 off the rip, and then you keep going in the playoffs. And I think it's the last six or eight, you're going to win money.
Yep.
This is high stakes. Exciting, man. It's the highest stakes that I think I've been in. 32 men. It's just, I think I've started off pretty well, being that there's a tight end premium. I grabbed up Travis Kelce with my second pick, Derrick Henry with my first, drafting at the 24 spot. I think that's pretty wild.
Yeah, man, and there's a lot of interesting picks that I've seen so far in this league. I mean, just for instance, Sanders and Montgomery have come off the board, but there's still players like Ezekiel Elliott still on the board, and I'm taking him over both of them this year. I mean, pretty easily. And I mean, J.K. Dobbins, which I know he has the potential of being hurt, but he damn sure says he's going to be there week one, you know, and I'm taking that risk over somebody like Miles Sanders.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think we mentioned that there's a third round reversal in this league, which can either hurt you or help you. Being that I'm at the 24th pick, it's going to help me. So if you've never done this before, I mean, obviously, if you're watching a podcast about fantasy football, you probably have, but just in case you've never heard of it. So third round reversal, you get to the end of the second round, right? And you shoot back and you come back. And that's where we're at right now. Beginning of the third round. I'm almost there.
Yes, sir.
The problem with this league is that there's no planning ahead. I mean, you can have a strategy going in, but it's going to get shot to shit, bro.
Oh, immediately, bro. As soon as it started, my strategy was already shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's consistently been shot ever since. I was like, okay, I'm up in five picks. Here are five players that I want, and all five of them get drafted. And I'm like, new strategy.
I mean, I think if you're like me and you're at the end and you're starting to see that here, you don't take a quarterback because I don't think it's the strategic move here. And as we speak, Darren Waller, tight end, goes off the board.
Nice.
But I just feel if you look at this run of quarterbacks, look at this. Blam, 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 blam. There's nobody left. So I had to change my strategy up crazy. And you can only draft one quarterback. So at the very least, now that all the decent quarterbacks are off the board, there's going to be there someone there for me because most people have already grabbed their quarterback. Being that there's 32 teams, there's going to be a starting quarterback available. There has to be.
Yeah, you might even wait until your very almost your very last pick to take that guy because
that's
no one
else
can.
Saying. Exactly. It's insane, guys. And we're going to keep you updated with all this. We just wanted to get it out there and kind of let you know what we got going on. Like I said, for 420 Fantasy Hustler, he's running this show. Go over there, check out his YouTube channel. And there's more info about it there if you're interested in it. But guys, thank you for watching. Go ahead and hit that like button for us. Subscribe to our channel. You know, we're going to be giving you updates on the 32-man league. We're going to be giving you videos. We're going to help you win this fantasy season. At the very least, give you the great advice to win it. It's all on you to use it, though.
And if you have any questions about a 32-man league, shoot us an email at fourthandflex@gmail.com. And we'll love to answer them on our next 32-man video. And we might even try to do some draft grades on this.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to let it go a few more picks and, you know, we're going to do another video and explain where our heads are with all this. I tell you that there was no timer for the first, two days. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I've never drafted for 2 days, but now there's a 2 hour timer. And in the middle of the night, it shuts off. So, I mean, I know what you're thinking, like, how are you going to, what if your pick comes up in your sleep, but you don't have to worry about that at least. Anyway, guys, like I said, hit a like, hit a subscribe, hit us up, email the show. If you got a question about the 32-man league, let us know, and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace. Fantasy value according to the other, his fantasy value compared to these other guys is just so, you know, it's not comparison to these other guys. Woo. Okay, reset. Okay.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.